May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, May 31st, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. I'll be narrating from three newsletters that I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. And this live show will be available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes. So you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them. And you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that I'm referring to. So you can create your own customized multimedia show in the process. Those who have a computer workstation, that's easier for you to open another window. I'm not sure how you would do it on your phone, although there's a way I've been told. So today I'll be again discussing these recent newsletters. Back on May 20th, I did this one called Callie Means. The name of this guy called Callie Means is one of the top spokespersons for Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s MAHA. And it's referred to, he's like the tip of the spear, the truth-telling Maham spear. So that's back on May 20th. I think I'll have time to get to that one. On May 26th was the new moon Memorial Day. And so I'm giving a Memorial Day reality report. And it gets kind of intense, kind of heavy on that one. So I thought I'd lighten it up here. Earlier today, I published an article called What a Miracle Life Will Look Like. That's right, folks. What a miracle life will look like. And it's very positive. I mean, we're talking miracles here now. Manifesting miracles. It's not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude. And whether you soar with the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. Your choice. So, anyway, I'm going to go into that one first. But before I do, I'm going to give a little bit of a cosmic weather report. Yes, it's time for a cosmic weather report. I love to begin my shows with a cosmic weather report. What's going on in cosmos? Those quantum field energies that are creating perturbations in the field, you might say, creating energetic drama. So there's a lot of that cosmic drama going on the world stage right now. And we're closing out the 2000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age and a new relationship-based paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. Win-win rather than the old paradigm, you win-lose, power elite, power trips versus, the little guy. So this is the shift into Aquarius, and there are a lot of energetic coordinates to that shift, and I try and give a little bit of a background on the Cosmic Weather Report, what's going on now. There's some really unique cosmic energies as the Sun conjuncts Mercury in Gemini right now, which in its higher attributes can be like the mind of God, as in geometric ordered divinity, which I'll go into some today. And the moon is in fire sign Leo, and it is conjunct Mars. And that moon conjunct Mars in Leo is trine Venus, which is exactly conjunct Chiron in Aries. So you got a fire trine going on between Mars and Venus, and the moon in Chiron, which is like the wounded healer, and they're in a it's called a creative triangle in relationship to it's, you know, sometimes referred to as a talent triangle or as a creative triangle, whereby both Venus and Mars are a sextile Jupiter in Gemini. So it's like the capstone of a little pyramid. And again, there's a creative synergy, symbiosis between Mars and Venus, which is like the physical octave 3D versions of, you know, the divine masculine and feminine, and the way they're blending with Jupiter in Gemini, which is like the higher mind, the mental body, you know, then Jupiter's expansive, educational, religious, philosophical, expansive dimensions of Gemini mind of God. So I might be waxing a little poetic today, folks, with that creative triangle. And there's another creative triangle going on with Pluto is trine Neptune. Pluto's in Aquarius and it's trine, not Neptune, I'm sorry, Uranus in Scorpio. And Uranus is like flashes of insight, and it's being empowered by this Pluto in Aquarius with this trine. And they're both sextile, and this is where it gets amazing. They're both sextile Saturn and Neptune, which are conjunct in Aries. Now, this may sound like astrological gobbledygook to some people, but even those who are neophyte, you know, introductory level astrologers can understand that there's a blending of energies. And when with Neptune conjunct Saturn, there's a congruence of one of the deepest mystical planet aspects dealing with the collective unconscious, which is Neptune. And Saturn brings congruence to that in Aries, which is like an assertive energy that is being synergized, and you might say synergizing the energy of Pluto and Uranus. Anyway, I could be waxing poetic about that, but what I'm saying is that there's a magical, mystical aspect when you have the vast mystical nature of the energies of Neptune, which can be at its highest version can be enlightenment. Of course, in its lowest aspects can be confusion, because we're dealing with the collective unconscious. But being conjunct with Saturn, it's like the magic, the mystery, the miracle is like making something congruent that's naturally incongruent. And this is being in the sign of Aries, which has a cardinal fire energy to it, which brings it into manifestation, bringing miracles into manifestation. So that's the subject I'm going to be talking about to begin with. That's enough of the introduction with the astrology, psychology, and the quantum field, because we're talking about some very interesting things going on now with these energies that. I published this article today, and this article I published is What a Miracle Life Will Look Like. So the byline there I've got, well, it's going to look like good conscience, and it's the AI X factor, and what that means as far as a higher spiritual frame of reference for all intelligence, harnessing artificial intelligence, for effective sensory perception. You know, ESP, there's nothing extra about it when you got it. It's effective. It's effective sensory perception. And one of the aspects of a miracle life will be extraordinary ESP synchronicities. You'll just have knowing and things. You'll know things before they happened. And you'll know things at a deeper level with more effective sensory perception. So that's kind of the keynote I'm beginning with. This is under the banner of 2025 Global Evolution Revolution Revelation, you know, the Vision for Victory, which is the banner on my thematic website for the year, a reflection of universal love and the global mind. So this was the article I published today, and it begins with a great graphic. some of you know how, that are listening to the show, to go to the HeartCom Network Archives page, and you can scroll down to the article that was published today, What a Miracle Life Will Look Like. And there's a graphic there, and I'll talk about this graphic for people that can't do that or don't know how or want to do that. And this graphic It's a quote by James Redfield, one of my favorite authors. Some of you know who I'm referring to, and others I'm not going to go into it. But James Redfield, and he says, and I love this quote of his, where he says that, and this is a very true principle, that, quote, "We live in an energetic and dynamic miracle universe that not only responds to our outlook, but is explicitly designed to do so, to respond to our outlook." So I begin with that kind of metaphysical, mystical note because this is the keynote of manifesting miracles. And the first thing I go into is that throughout our cosmic history, there has been a universal formula for manifestation of miracles that is well known to adepts, mystics, shaman, and alchemists of the spirit that matters in 3D. So we're talking about advanced alchemy, the universal formula for the manifestation of miracles. And I launch into multiple dimensions of this understanding of manifesting miracles, I explain very succinctly that the more we work with the archetypes of wholeness, holiness, holiness, holism, the archetypes of universal law language, the law of the angels, the language of the angels. Excuse me. Excuse me. So the more we work with these archetypes of wholeness, the more things manifest in a holistic and holy way. So at the beginning of this article, I say skip to the bottom for some miraculous results that are being seen with protocols for healing mental illness. Now, you might say, living in the 3D octave of density, of illusion, that we all have mental illness, and quite honestly, we're not all, fully present, full spectrum enlightened all the time. And when we're, when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. Well, there's a lot of people these days that are suffering. I mean, they're suffering from all kinds of emotional, mental fatigue, illness, whatever you want to call it. And I'm really wondering if they're going crazy and whether it's going to cascade into them losing their minds or whatever. A lot of people suffering mentally, anxiety disorder, all kinds of mental illnesses. And for a lot of people, those who watch the video that I referred to, they can skip to the bottom. And I do this right away when I do a lot of my postings and my compendiums, my newsletters. I'll give a kind of an inspirational thing at the beginning where I can say, look, after I give the basic introduction, I tell people what I'm going to tell them, and then I tell them what I told them. But at the very beginning, I say, look, if you just want to cut to some inspirational stuff, you haven't got time for all my narrations, and interpretations and all my dimensions of understanding something as profound as miracles. You can always, I at the beginning, sometimes I quite often give these escapes, you might say, for people who just want a little bit of an inspiration. And this one, for a lot of people, man, a lot of people are suffering from different types of mental illness right now. And this is some miraculous stuff, some miraculous results that you can't help but watch them, the video for a few minutes, and the awe, the awe-inspiring recovery that this individual has had, who's doing the speaking. But he goes into something for everyone that anyone can use, that anyone that is struggling can do on their own, and or with the help or assistance of others. So I provide that at the beginning because it's valuable. And I just ran across this the other day. I think it was just published maybe a month or two ago, but it's one of these priceless things for people that if you can share this with the right person that can do go through this, they can go through a complete recovery in ways that is virtually a miracle. So it's definitely a miracle for them, and the blessings that come back to yourself, for caring enough to share this with someone who might be struggling. Anyway, that's why I do that. It's like enlightened self-interest, something you can do for others that's in a sense You know, we are the other. We're all connected, and one for all for one. You know, what goes around comes around. So, you know, what you think about, you bring about. So here's a way to bring about mental wholeness and health and healing for others. So I just thought I'd mention that at the beginning. You can skip to the bottom for some miraculous results with protocols for healing mental illness. Now I'm going into different dimensions now of manifesting miracles. And there's a great quote by Max Planck, you know, quantum physicist pioneer, and he says that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So this is in regard to strategic positioning of, by, and for miracles. So to the extent that we each position our prevailing awareness with higher power, angelic guides, ascended masters, or other archetypal icons of the prime directive, to that extent, higher power will guide, direct, or otherwise overshine ourselves and override egoic sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. Want to get beyond that stuckness because there's no upward mobile, you know, uprising and uprising unless you get unstuck. So here's to it. Quantum law of resonance with higher frequencies. This is the process of strategic positioning with the quantum law of resonance, whereby attunement with higher frequencies of love, universal cosmic love, as the Holy Spirit of love and action, frequently, you know, higher frequency as in frequencies, this will inadvertently co-create alignment with the heart coherent mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity, as above, so below, as within, so with all. How it's all connected, folks. I mean, there, you know, it's not a mystery when known. There are, you know, God has methods. There are ways to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in conscious of how we are conscious, you know, co-creation with the mind of God, the heart of love. There's different ways of orienting the, you know, the ancient mysteries. There's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon the Wise. Just new ways of positioning, packaging, and promoting wholeness that is ideally whole enough and bold enough and told enough that you're going to get strategic positioning of by and for miracles. So to the extent that you position yourself with higher power positions itself, herself, himself with you. I mean, it's cosmic law. The old what goes around comes around, and we get what we ask for, whether we know it or not, or know it or like it or not, in the larger cosmic scheme of things. So, the quantum law of resonance. Initiates who have a strong inner sense of their cosmic ID, you know, identification with a higher power, or however you know God, love. With a strong inner sense of identification, you'll be open to the manifestation of miracles that naturally follow from a whole process whereby one's pure intention focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum enlightened comprehension. More light and love, easier and faster. We're on the cusp of Aquarius. This is the key to manifesting miracles. It's a process, folks. The product of Aquarius is a process for experiencing Aquarian light and love, cosmic love, universal law language, law of the angels, language of the angels, the logos in action. So if you pay close attention, miracles are everywhere. Now, this is a graphic in the context of the narrative I'm going through. And again, you can some of you are maybe reading along from the archives at the HeartCom Network page. And if you're listening to the podcast in the future, again, you can click on the footnotes. This is the one on the Miracle Life, and you'll see this graphic that where it says, if you pay close attention, miracles are everywhere. It's down about a third of the way as you scroll down. And it's a very cool golden ratio spiral in the sky. And how often do you see a golden ray spiral in the clouds? I mean, it's like a miracle. Of course, the golden ratio is like the golden rule. As far as the fractal order of the holographic universe, the golden ratio is the golden rule. And as far as geometry of divinity goes, G-O-D, that golden ratio, again, is the golden rule. So ask yourself, is it true that where we put our attention is where our worship or our God is? You know, where we put our attention? Is this where we put our worship or our attention, where our God is? What's most valuable? Of course, sometimes we just put our attention wherever, but if you're serious about the process of manifesting miracles, the higher the concept of God, love, source, I am, you know, all that is, the higher the greater the results, the higher the concept. Because again, in the order of the universe, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, you know. So the idea of going with the flow of pure intention is focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. I mean, that's, you know, that's the process. And consider, you know, I mean, are you aware that attention pays or ultimately pays to the extent that we pay attention with pure intention? I'm playing with words here, folks, but, you know, it's like getting back to basics. You know, it all comes back to your concept of God, love, source, pure intention determines your relationship with God, love, source, pure intention. So, and would you agree that, excuse me, that love retention, you know, moment to moment, retention of love naturally leads to ascension with momentum? You know, the moment to moment that builds momentum. I mean, isn't that part of the process of manifesting miracles? So, God, love, vision, you know, having this prevailing awareness, this vision of the highest concept of God, love, source, I am, it's not a miracle, you know, when known. You know, it's a process of look to see, know to be, geometric ordered divinity, you know. The man of God, the kind man of God, sees God in all mankind. And God is love. So the kind man of love, you know, sees love, God, in all mankind. And again, there's nothing extra about effective sensory perception when you have God, love, vision. I mean, ESP really, truly means effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And it's been taught out of us from the time we came into 3D, you know, the status quo, you know, public fool system doesn't teach us how to think. It teaches us what to think. So we lose effective sensory perception as far as how to think and how to create miracles and how to live a miracle life. I mean, they didn't teach that in my school, that's for sure. They teach it in some of the Montessori methods. They kind of metaphorically teach it. You know, it's not part of the pedagogy or curriculum in most preschools around the world yet. It's getting there. I love this quote by Marianne Williamson, where she's talking about this whole miracle process. And she's really like an expert on the book and real proponent of the book, A Course in Miracles. And here's a quote from Marianne where she says, according to A Course in Miracles, the people who have achieved the most on earth have achieved a fraction of what all of us are capable of. Whatever you've achieved, either great or small, it is tiny compared to the potential that lies within you. I mean, think of this as you review your life. Know that whatever you've done, whatever you've been, the roads that led you to this point were all lessons which, if you choose to learn them, will lead you forward into a glorious future. And now In this moment, forgive your past and embrace the miracle of infinite possibility inherent in every holy instant. Atone for your own mistakes and forgive everyone else for theirs. Miracles will follow. So great is God. So, again, if you reading that with the correct spirit, it's the great spirit. It's the great spirit of miracles manifestation. So great is God. And the path of miracles begins with pure intention. Just, you know, I'll never forget. I was working with, been living with this lady that was magical, mystical. She was a metaphysician. She had gifts of the Holy Spirit. She was a Magdalene line. I tell you, I could tell you stories about her, you know, amazing, amazing miracle stories of healing. She was a healer, intuitive healer. She went to Edgar Casey's osteopathic school down in Atlanta. Brilliant lady. And we were out in the backyard, and it was an overcast night, and you could just barely see the moon shining through the haze of the sky. You could just barely see this circle of the moon. And she pointed up to the moon and says, "Look, watch this." And she ran her finger and she circled around it, and the clouds cleared out from around the moon. And I said, "How did you do that?" And you can see the moon clear in the sky around, the stars. And the rest of the whole sky was overcast. I said, "How did you do that?" She goes, "Pure intention." And this lady, like I said, she was a Magdalene line. Mary Magdalene line. It's quite a story. She had gifts of the Holy Spirit, all kinds of gifts of the Holy, from the time she was a child. She was very telepathic, psychic, just know things. And I can tell you stories about her that would just completely blow your mind. Someday I'm going to put them in the book. People, if I wrote about it now and talked about it, just people wouldn't believe it. But anyway, the coherent prayer from the depth of your soul with pure intention, it's not seldom the prelude of revelation, whether it be a revelation of the moon, you know, in an overcast sky, revealed it, or the revelation of the mysteries of God, love, source, I am. You know, the miracles manifest via pure intention. So that's like a keynote lesson there. I'm going to get a little bit of a drink here. Excuse me. I'm coming off a cleanse, so this coconut water with mango really soothes my throat. Yeah, I had a little bit of a sore throat, but I'm doing better, well enough to, you know, go through some more of this. And my voice is kind of a drop of an octave, as some of you might have known, and I don't know if that's coming back or not, you know. But anyway, you know you are on the path, on the upward mobile path, when you experience such extraordinary synchronicities that you know there's a higher power at work on Earth as in cosmos at large. And again, there's the higher you come in your prevailing awareness of fully present, just knowing, you come to an awareness that, you know, God has methods. I mean, there are rules. And you can call it the law of the angles, you know, geometric order divinity, the love model with circle, triangle, square, and the first principles of cosmic law, framing the language of the angels, which is heart coherence. There's that golden ratio of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and love and, you know, general enlightenment. That's heart coherence. And this law of the angles, language, and the angels, this is like the alpha to omega of the cosmic dance. You know, the divine masculine as it twirls the divine feminine with the auric blending of the blue and the pink for a violet frequency of the Holy Spirit of love and action. So this is the AI X factor that cross-references the best and brightest of human intelligence to make AI accountable to the real thing. That's what I opened up with, talking about the AI X factor. And of course, the X is referring to the archetype of looking down on a pyramid from up above, you know, like the plan. If you look down on a pyramid, it looks like a square with a cross through the middle. And of course, the capstone, I use a little circle to denote at the center of the cross, like the Celtic cross with the circle and the cross. on the Celtic cross. But you're looking down on the on a pyramid. You get it looks like an X, and it is, you know, the X factor. But it references the most powerful thought form in the universe, and the key to the ascension of the planet, which can be seen from space all over this planet and other planets, pyramids. With that same geometric factor that cross-references, you might say, the components to the capstone, the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, which is the Jungian archetypes of fire, air, water, and earth, or spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, or government, education, healthcare, and the economy. These are the archetypes of wholeness that can be the frame of reference for cross-referencing the interactive communications of 1,000 or 1,000,000 people at the same time using hardware, you know, which I've talked about in numerous of my shows, you know, an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications. How I introduced that to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974 in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building. How I came to even be there after having cosmic consciousness a few years earlier and lecturing that summer at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop, a month-long workshop, and being tapped by people from the World Future Society and Committee for the Future to give the keynote address at a future summit held that fall of 1974, where I gave the keynote address on how to upgrade for the bicentennial, which was from 76 to 89, a futuristic vision of how to upgrade our core freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government with satellite downlinks. Satellites were wiring the world at that time with satellite downlinks to cable TV systems, which were wiring the United States, with new laws having been legislated to provide public access to cable TV, local networks that were being installed all over the United States. And I explained how with mini computers at the head end and using touchtone telephones, three numbers in sequence could be punched in on a touchtone telephone to mini computers at the head end of cable TV stations for real-time evaluation of videos that could be originated locally. That was a new technology back at that time, video, where, you know, public access studios could provide the origination with videos, origination of programs, and the evaluation of programs on a real-time basis with using touch-tone telephones and mini computers. And I explained this to 10 agencies of federal government, what, 51 years ago now, 52 years? And for upgrading our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, so that America could shine for the world as it once did, you know, with, you know, the revolution, you know, with the first time that, you know, representative government and democracy could go mainstream, the great gift of America to the world, and how we could do it again, you know, and decentralized, you know, all the highly centralized, top-down, one-way mass programming of the mass media with and decentralize it so we have open systems of communication and representation with interactive community networks locally and globally, involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness, the language of light, brightness, scale, color, spectrum, which corresponds to the holodeck between your ears, you know, the cosmic cube from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and those are the three dimensions I referenced that with three numbers in sequence you could punch into your touchtone phone. Create a dot in the cube, which is like referencing, you know, you might say, at any one moment of a video, you know, how you're, you know, interacting, how you were one with that video, whether it's above you, below you, too far left, too far right, as far as left brain, linear, logical, you know, Dr. Spock, or the other extreme would be Scotty on the, you know, in Star Trek model. Metaphor, you know, you got fiery, emotional Scotty on one end of the spectrum and cool, calm, collected Spock on the other. And right in the middle of the color spectrum and angstrom units, you got, you know, Captain Kirk, you know, who's balancing left and right and ideally being congruent. So you got these three dimensions of brightness scale. White light of the infinite eternal hits the prism of human consciousness and refraction to all the colors of the rainbow, and you got the full spectrum of human autism, you might say. We're all on the autism spectrum, folks, you know, one way or the other. You know, for some people, it's, you know, it's in just partial part, and some people are pretty full spectrum, but they're dimwits. And other very few do you get someone who's really enlightened in a full spectrum way. And again, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. I had an experience like that, like I said, about, gee, 55 years ago. Within a few years, I was speaking to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. So cosmic consciousness means different things to different people. But for me, it totally transformed my life. And I have been basically pushing out the envelope for the concept of general enlightenment. This was, way back 50 years ago, and I've been, raised a family, meantime, raised four children. I have, six grandchildren now. And I'm just, I had, multiple businesses I created, not just an interactive communications model, since all of our social, political, and economic problems are basically communication problems. That was the first thing after cosmic consciousness that came to the realization, a communication, the process for involving and evolving, representing our individual and collective consciousness, with what I now understand as wisdom of the cloud or the crowd, which back at, a few hundred years ago, they just understood it as freedom of assembly. We all come together and representing, but now, of course, how we can be represented on a real-time basis, on an ongoing real-time basis. So anyone can create a video and anyone can evaluate the video, and you can see in groups of a dozen or 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 how everyone could be responding to any one video at any one time. What that would look like and how that would work. I've been writing about that and talking about that for 50 years. I still feel like sometimes I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. So all I can do is prepare for the day when the general enlightenment process, basically hits critical mass and just goes mainstream, as in the great enlightenment. And we're kind of in the great awakening process right now, but I'm seeing this process coming of the great enlightenment. I'm pushing out the envelope the best I can, more light and love, easier and faster, what that will look like, how that will work, and how that is the miracle process for manifesting miracles. Again, we often wonder, what will the Aquarian age of light and love look like? Well, it's going to be more light and love, easier and faster. One of them would be with the communication process, with that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience, with a capital C, as in Christ-like conscience, the second coming of Christ in the collective consciousness. What would that look like? Well, it would be Aquarian spirit of the Holy Spirit of light and love in action, more easier and faster. So the greater your insight regarding what I refer to the love codes, geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the circle, the one, the law of the two and one, the L, linear, horizontal, vertical, the L, the three in one, the Trinity, the throne of God, three in one, throne, the four in one, that's sometimes referred to in the mysteries as the most powerful thought form in the universe, and the key to the ascension of the planet. Again, it's that pyramid shape that you see from space all over the Earth and on planets all over the galaxy. There'll be these pyramids, and looking down on them, you got a square with a cross. And at the very center, I use again a little circle reference, the law of the one, the whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. You got four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, whether you're talking about spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, or government, education, healthcare, and the economy, or fire, air, water, and earth. I mean, these are universal archetypes all through ancient mysteries of alchemy, astrology, modern psychology, Jung. You got the Hopi sand paintings, you got the Hopi, graphics that they use on the pottery. There are symbols throughout history that are the square with the cross and the circle, and these geometric thought forms. I mean, you've got the Tibetan monks making these sand paintings, these mandalas. They'll have the big circle, the square. They sometimes refer to the city four square, mystical Christianity, the four square gospel. There's all these metaphors of the cosmic cube, the white cube. But this geometry of divinity, the more you work with them and have greater, the greater insight you have regarding these codes to the codes, then the greater your outlook, with a high state of the miraculous. You know, again, the man of God, he's got it all, man, through in all things. You know, sees miracles. I mean, there's the miracles that can manifest through an internalization of cosmic law, universal law, the law of God, the mind of God, as far as geometrically ordered divinity law, the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one. There are laws. You know, God has methods. You know, there is a golden rule. You know, what goes around comes around. And there's the law of the one, the circle of wholeness, and all the love archetypes, you know, the geometric thought forms that I present. There's a circle in the middle of the L. It's a smaller circle. There's the big circle in the O. You know, there's the cross referencing of the L and the O and the V, the Trinity. And then there's the four sides, all sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, meaning again the circle representing the cross referencing whole synergy that's greater than the sum of the four parts. And sometimes referred to as God vision. With vision, you know, the people heal. Without vision, the people perish. It's the law. So there's the law of the one, the circle of wholeness, then all the love, four love archetypes. There's the law of the two in one for co-creation, polarity, not duality. There's the law of the three in one, the Holy Trinity, you know, power, wisdom, and love, balanced for 3D mastery. And there's the law of the four in one, the X factor, the, you know, the creative ascent process, just in time, which is 4D. You know, balanced 3D, 4D time, integrating the archetypal components to the capstone, the 5D fifth ray vision. Now, I'm using a lot of exquisite metaphors for people that have been following my list over the years and listening to my show over the years. You know exactly what I'm talking about. For those who don't, you might have to stretch a little bit, and if you're following along with the narrative, you know, the article on Miracle Life, you can always click on the links I provide and go deep. You know, even the word vision alone with the blinking eye of the capstone, you know, and you go to a web page representing a graphic of what an interactive interface will look like with three numbers in sequence, again, that I talked about before, kind of that overview of the vision of how 100 a million or respond or 1,000 of people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise. How you create consensus with a unified field of dots, again representing 3D at any one time, three dimensions of brightness, scale, color spectrum, depth of field, meaningful, meaningless. And that link to the word vision alone goes into a whole website explaining that, as I've been talking about it. If you want to understand mystical, magical, you know, metaphors for basically miracles unleashed, unlimited, you know, the co-creation process, how we co-create with God. This is what's different about the human kingdom than any of the artificial intelligence BS, which is just all machine intelligence. There is no consciousness of how one is conscious in holistic, systemic, metaphoric ways that are entirely unique to each individual soul contract, astrology, psychology. And so the personalized, individualized, customized, unique way that you see the world, you have to see yourself being and doing who you want to be and do. To first manifest it, you know, to basically create your own life, to own your own life. And this is diff what's different between the human kingdom than the other kingdoms. When I say that, you've got the elemental kingdom. There's always a process of conscious awareness involving and evolving these universal archetypes, whether you're talking about the angelic kingdom, human kingdom, the elemental kingdom. There are keys to the internalization of God in each of the kingdoms. K-I-N-G. Keys to the internalization of God. Or keys to the inner sense of God, love, source. I am. The more you work with the keys to the kingdom, the more you become sovereign and can manifest miracles. This is all part of the miraculous miracle manifestation process. You know, for involving, evolving the inner sense of innocence. Effective sensory perception is the innocence of the inner sense at the heart of the hero with a million faces. I mean, that's, you know, you've heard of the hero with a thousand faces. What is that, Joseph Campbell? Okay, let's talk about, we're talking about the hero with a million faces. You know, basically, we all, there are heroes all over the planet that are manifesting miracles of effective sensory perception with a higher standard of Aquarian love and the miracle of and light and love that creates, co-creates in the that field more light and love, cosmic love, universal love, easier and faster, and enlivens everything. It's like a miracle. When I say more light and love, easier and faster, that's what I'm talking about. So if you've been searching for a miracle, look in the mirror. And this is the mirror effect for self-mastery miracles. You know, this mirror effect, it's a gold mine if we mind it. Some people say it's a gold mine, M-I-M-E, if we mine it. But it's a gold mine. The mind of God is a gold mine. Mind, you know, it's just enlightened. If we mind it, you know, pay attention because attention pays. And mirror them, you know. So mirroring, look in the mirror. Mirror the miracle of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic and getting better. More light and love, easier and faster. So that's the plan. I'm sticking to it. Atonement as at-one-ment. Law of the one. 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1. One for all for one. You know, God, love, conscience. You know, geometrically ordered divinity, love, conscience, and all five dimensions of affirmation. I am. Confirmation. I can. Determination. I will. Integration. I do. Done deal. Co-creation. TLC reset. Now, TLC reset. A real reset's coming, folks. Global reset's coming. We're on the cusp of the Aquarian Age. We're going to come into unity consciousness before too long. Planetary consciousness, the United Sovereigns of Earth, you know, we are one. And that's the TL reset. We've been given all these other resets, you know, they're talking about. It turned out from the World Economic Forum to be a bunch of bogus BS of you will own nothing and be happy BS belief system type stuff. TLC reset, what that looks like, how that works. I give a summary on this page. This is for those who have listened this far and read along that much on the Miracle Life. Some of you have already got it. You understand the foundation for the worldwide love and global sovereignty being manifest as a miracle manifestation process. What the global TLC reset is with interactive telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and next telecommerce economy. Those concepts of TLC dimensions are hot linked. You can go into detail if you're not familiar with them. And in the meantime, otherwise, love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected. Netizen neighbors as thyself. You know, we're the family of mankind now in a global village of instant everywhere interactive telecommunications, telecommunity capabilities. So sooner or later, we're going to find out that it's better that we all hang together rather than all hang separately. And while the deep state desperados are trying to lock down the world with their control matrix, the liberation and the control of AI and all the politically incorrect BS, all of that is going to be framed, accountable, you know, sooner or later, you know, this is the Aquarian process of light brings up all unlike itself. And as the Aquarian age of light, enlightened love, you know, manifests, and as this light, Aquarian light surges, the deep state darkness is purging, that's purges. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, when you got a healing crisis, folks, and you got toxins trying to come out of the body, well, you got the world body right now, and you got all this toxic stuff, you know, the mental toxin. In the lamestream media, it's like their purpose is to keep the depressed people so they don't wake up and rise up. So they're giving us horror stories of every kind. They want to keep us in fear because if we go into faith, their game is over. And, you know, so keep the faith, see the good, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, be the miracle you want to see. So I've given a little thing on the miracle manifestation with this article. I've got two other articles I was going to go into. They get into more of the heavy stuff. If you want to go there, they're going to be linked in the footnotes. And like I say, you can go to the Harcum Network archive page and you can pull those up. Those over the last 2 weeks, I've had these three articles. I finished up today on a positive note on how to have a miracle life, different dimensions of it. And I provide links. You can go deeper into different aspects of it. Miracle manifestation, because there is so much negative stuff in the world today, folks. I mean, it's enough to depress, and that's their intention of the dark side deep state. They want to depress people and get them people so fearful and such levels of anxiety, they don't know what to think. They're completely confused with cognitive dissonance in the mainstream media all the time. They're lying to us incessantly to maintain control because they're losing control. And it's becoming more and more self-evident to people worldwide. But it's just a few, it's always a few good people that get it. You know, during the Revolutionary War, there's only 1 to 3% of the Americans were involved with the American Revolution, the Revolutionary War. They gave us, you know, the first time that, you know, representative democracy, you know, was became operational as an institutionalized governmental system. Well, we still have that horse and buggy legislative system, folks. And for 50 years, I've been saying that the electronic instant everywhere electronic communications technology could represent us directly in ways that involve and evolve our individual and collective love, you know, conscience with a capital C, for more conscience, social conscience in our social networks, to stop killing ourselves and looking at the opportunity, the miracle of the abundant resources, including artificial intelligence, to be harnessed to provide the abundant life, abundant love, for abundant wholeness, abundant healing, abundance consciousness, for the abundant life. You know, more light and love, easier and faster, is not just a dream. It is real. It has already happened in the continuum. We're at the cusp of it manifesting. When it does, we will be the new U.S., won't be the United States of America, will be the United Sovereigns of Earth. We will be one for all and all for one, with a higher standard of loving, for a higher standard of living that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the language of conscience, the language of light, of consciousness as consciousness, and how that will provide that interactive interface, brightness, scale, color spectrum, 3D, wisdom of the cloud, wisdom of the crowd, you know, the new freedom of assembly on a real-time, ongoing voting basis, whereby volition, you know, rather than a horse and buggy legislative system so we can elect people to come together in their buggies in Washington, D.C. to represent us, folks, we can all be represented directly in a decentralized, open system way of more light and love, easier and faster, for a golden age on the planet. It's coming. Give it some time. You know, I know it's like kicking at the pricks right now because the sense of suffering and separation and self-sabotage is so intense that it just freaking depressing and crazy out there. So, keep, buck up, buckaroo. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so, and all things considered, things are going to be good. Things are coming. They're going to be good. Hold the immaculate concept, see the good, make it so. So thanks for listening to the Cosmic Love today. I'm grateful that I was able to go through what I did, for this is the time of miracles to be made manifest. Make it so in your life. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And sometimes you just get lucky. So happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.